Blog Talk Radio.
Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of happiness, health, wealth, joy, all of the above, and especially good spirits. Anyway, as always, we are going to try to bring you the best information that we can, the most upbeat and positive information, and hopefully useful information that we can possibly bring you. Today's show, like every other show, is something that's probably going to cause a little bit of controversy for some people because it's something that we all need to kind of work on. Why? Because there's one thing that's inevitable for all of us, and that is that as long as we live, we are going to age. So that progression of time, that clock is going to continue to tick day after day, second after second, moment after moment, until the last day. Well, here's the thing. Since we know that time isn't necessarily on our side, then maybe we should go ahead and work with it. And when I say work with it so that as time goes by, as the inevitable clock ticks, we are in the best physical, mental, and emotional shape that we possibly can be in, so that as we, will say, become fine as wine, as we age and as we mature, we become better. You know, a lot of us are getting older, but we're not really becoming better. A lot of us are getting older, and we're not really becoming smarter. A lot of us are getting older, and we're not learning not only from our own mistakes, but from the mistakes that other people have made before us, which should be our examples to show us what we're not supposed to do and, in a lot of ways, what we are supposed to do. So one of the things that we're not doing is a lot of us are stopping our progression as far as learning. We're not really growing. We're not taking in new knowledge, so we're not broadening our horizons. The other thing that we're not doing, and it definitely shows that we're not learning, is we're not taking care of ourselves physically. And when I say taking care of yourselves physically, being able to get to the point to where you can retire is a beautiful thing. However, your quality of life at the time that you retire should be a beautiful thing. You should be in shape. You know, today's show is over 50 and fit. Well, it could also be over 40 and fit, over 30 and fit, but today we're going to talk about over 50 and fit. Why? Because, of course, your host is close to that time. But anyway, the whole thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take care of our bodies, and we need to exercise. Exercise is becoming something that most people, once they get past a certain age, some 18, they don't do it anymore. The last time that some people did any exercise was when they got out of their car and went from their front door to the outside of the front of their house. That's if their car isn't in their garage. Or the elevator was out in your building. So instead of you being able to push the button and wait a couple of minutes to take the elevator to the next floor, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are people that take the elevator from the first floor to the second floor. Yes, Blog Talk, there are people that take the elevator from the second floor to the first floor. I don't understand it, but there are people that do it. Anyway, we really need to work on our fitness. So that's what today's show is about. That's what today's show is about. There is always talk about the young generation working out and staying fit. Even if you check the magazines on fitness, muscle development, and health, you mostly see pages and you come upon young men and women, you know, sporting muscles and have well-developed bodies. And you were thinking, you know, well, it must have started at the age of 3. You know, but what about the baby boomers? The largest population of people in mankind, which is a group that we're definitely in, actually we're towards the end of the baby boomers as far as birth-wise, and the last of the baby boomers are actually turning 50 now. But what about the baby boomers? These, again, a massive amount of people that were born during the 1950s and 1960s, and yet most of them have very, very bad health habits, very bad exercise habits and ways. And that is what it is, too, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bad habit. We have a bad habit of thinking that we don't have to exercise. Again, we're living longer than we ever lived before. However, we're doing that through pills and potions and lotions and machines. So the quality of life really isn't there for a lot of my brethren in the baby boomer time frame. Well, getting older, getting to the age of 50 or older does not mean that you have to not be in shape. Because you bet it does matter. And a matter of fact, being 50 and being in shape is a beautiful thing. I mean, oh my God, look at some of the children that we have nowadays that aren't even in their 20s and they're grossly overweight. And I'm not talking about hereditary. I'm talking about poor habits. You know, I'm talking about basically laziness. It's become more and more popular for men and women over 50 to train in the gym, you know, these days. However, some start after they reach the age of retirement, and that's fine too. Others don't begin doing bodybuilding and extra physical conditioning until they're a little bit, you know, a little bit before that. They'll start before retirement, so they start as the younger generation. Well, consider yourself being part of the younger generation and treating your body like a temple. When most people think of retirement, they mainly think of, you know, putting 25 to 35 plus years working 8 to 9 hours a day on a job and then sitting on the shelf forever. That's not the way. That is not going to improve your quality of life. The constant stress of getting up on a regular basis every day, driving to work, spending hours upon hours in your car away from your family, you know, and fun, overtime, creating burnout, desiring one day to the next and seeing it all end, you know, for me, that's the ultimate goal, to see it all end, to where you don't have to go to work anymore, you don't have to put up with that craziness. You would think that it would be the ultimate goal, because what would happen if you're fit and if you're in shape, once you get to that point of retirement, now you can live a life worth living. Now you get up in the morning and you're vibrant and joyful and you've got the condition and the health and the stamina to do all of the things that you want. And that's retirement for some. Then, when those retirement days come, and it's spectacular. I mean, it's got to be. Being able to spend the rest of your life living. For other people, retirement quickly becomes the beginning of the end. Working, you know, for this group that just keeps thinking that working was the only thing that kept them alive. Without their jobs, they have nothing. They have no body. They have no friends. They have no social connections, none of those things. Getting fit and getting in shape can help you to, again, reestablish those bonds as you develop not only your body but your mind and also your social skills. We are not the social people that we used to be. Even though right now technology has grown in leaps and bounds, we still don't communicate better than we did before. So anyway, for those people that don't exercise, for those people that think that the job is all there is and they've basically let the job replace their family, their social community, and all of those other things, for them, retirement is death. You know, that's why so many people, after they retire, you know, at what I would consider to be a relatively young age, end up passing away. And they become sedentary, even more sedentary in the way they do things, which causes what? A health decline. And the inactivity also leads to a downward spiral in the deconditioning of themselves, because now they're not going to work. So that little bit of exercise that they were getting, they aren't getting. Sadly, it's not uncommon to see the older generation start to deteriorate due to non-activity. Surprisingly, it is more uncommon to see someone over 50 training, doing weightlifting, muscle building with their body appearing to be as if it was in their 20s. You know, I happen to be lucky. I get a lot of people that do not think that I'm anywhere near 50. Why? Because I exercise. Now, I'm not going to say I don't have gray hair, but that's because I don't take in enough copper. But anyway, that's a whole other thing, getting on a holistic realm of the body needing certain minerals. But my physical health is actually pretty good, and it's better than most 20-year-olds. Ladies and gentlemen, we we all get to be, but we, if we're lucky enough, we get to be 50. If we're lucky enough, we get to be older than 50. If we're lucky enough, our life can actually begin and be even more fuller as we move up in the age and as that clock turns. And again, we can enjoy that quality of life. Get the most out of your retirement means that you have to be fit in order to enjoy it. Create a body that is strong and healthy. We'll be opening up opportunities for you, and it requires stamina. It requires strength. You know, strength training should be one of the components that you use. You know, cardio, you know, anaerobic and aerobic. Cardio should be another thing that you do. And I'm not talking about just a little walk around the block. I'm talking about taking it to the next step. But I am talking about doing it gradually. I'm not talking about hurting yourself. Again, if you are not in shape at this point, it didn't take you a day to get out of shape. It took you time. But what I'm saying is to regain that, regain some of that reflexibility. You know, start exercising, start working on those major muscle groups, start getting an exercise routine along with, like I said, cardio and flexibility exercises such as yoga. You know, take some dance classes, stretching to help limber up the joints and also to make you feel better. One of the main things that your body wants to do when you get up in the morning is what? It wants to stretch. So to keep that flexibility, you will also find that by using weight training and things like that on a regular basis, the muscles will start to grow, develop, and get bigger, giving the body that tight, sculptured look. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine being 50, 60, walking into wearing your bathing suit or bikini and having to be able to walk by people that are half your age and them looking at you and thinking that you are sexy, or them thinking that you are fit or you are handsome? It's not just the face. And makeups and potions only mask things. They don't really make you fit, all right? The look is only part of the answer. The important part about building muscle over 50 is greater than you may think. If you were 20 or 30, because muscle helps with you maintaining an active life, people 50 see a dramatic drop in lean muscle mass, and you know, through weight training and things like that. And these things incorporated into your routine will, of course, make you a better person. And when I say a better person, I mean a better physical specimen. You know, the body is an amazing thing. It has the ability to recoup. It has the ability to do a lot of things. And it's of great importance that you create a routine that's going to help you. And again, get in some resistance stuff, like, again, weights, and then that cardiovascular routine. Aside from the aesthetic appearance from learning and doing bodybuilding and weightlifting and running and, again, fast walking for someone over 50, the muscles will also, again, become very much stronger. And useful factors of your everyday activities, such as working in the yard, washing your car, doing chores around the house, gardening, all of these different things will, of course, get to be a little bit more easier to do. You know, lifting heavy objects and moving them without hurting your back, things like that. It'll also keep your brain active. You know, the more fit and the stronger you are, the less likely you're prone to injuries due to brittle bones or weak body structure. Why? Because you're doing the things that you need to do. The other thing is also nutrition. Nutrition is extremely important in this endeavor. You need to eat the right foods. Going to Dunkin' Donuts and sitting with your friends, taking in too much sugar, coffee, caffeine, things like that are not going to help you in your goal for longevity and also living a quality life. So you have to, again, find that balance. Again, there is no real such thing as balance, but it's a give and take. But most of us are leaning to one side a whole lot more than the other. We're not going back and forth. We're not doing that teeter-totter, so to speak. The body needs to increase its intake of proteins, nutrients, and, of course, water. Most of us don't drink enough water. We don't get enough H2O in our body. What's the main component of your body? Water. You need that water to help flush out your system. You need those minerals and those enzymes to flush out your system and also to help you to be able to recover so that the body can do what it was designed to do. The body, again, is a fantastic thing, and it will do what it's designed to do if you give it the opportunity to. Most of us do not give it the opportunity to do what it was designed to do. So what ends up happening? It ends up failing. It ends up not doing what we want it to do. Why? Because we haven't given it a chance to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, your body, again, is an amazing thing. It can do some really fascinating things if you give it half a chance. So, if you're over 50, let's go ahead and let's get with it. If you're not over 50, if you're 30 or 40 and you're not exercising, let's start doing the things that we need to do. Let's start doing strength training. Let's start increasing that bone density. Let's start increasing that muscle mass. More muscle you have, the slower your body will also age. And again, I'm not saying take it to the point where you're Mr. Olympia. I'm saying take it to the point where you're comfortable. Take it to the point where you feel good about yourself, because your emotions are also very much wrapped up in this whole process. And the more things that you do to keep yourself fit, the better. Start playing different sports, you know, tennis, volleyball. Bowling is fine. However, bowling is still got really sedentary. Let's start doing things that are going to help us out. Find out if there's senior leagues in your area, be it baseball, basketball, things along that nature, hockey, volleyball, things like that. And then vary your routine. Get yourself a jump rope. Start using a jump rope to slowly develop yourself. Again, sometimes that shock to your bones is not good from constantly running. However, ladies and gentlemen, you can, again, build it up slowly. And, again, you want to take your time. You know, if you're looking for fit after 40 or fit after 50, when it comes to fitness in this country, there is a bit of a paradox going on. While Americans have generally continued to be sedentary, a growing number of older adults are in the best shape of their lives. You should need to be one of them, specifically addressing the needs of these aging people or these aging athletes is the American College of Sports Medicine. They released a guide on the first set of physical guidelines. I believe that was in April, and it was individuals over 50. According to these exercise experts, the development of these guides was prompted by the recent cultural shift being taken in the percentage of aging people actually doing exercise and being more active. They said that they used this to associate to older people buying, they used to associate older people buying wheelchairs, you know, and taking it easy. But this just isn't the case anymore. You know, now you hear 75-year-olds training for marathons, and that's an amazing thing. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we're talking about just over 50. However, you got people out there that are doing amazing things. I mean, there was one lady, I believe she was 80-something years old. She had run four marathons, something like that. That, to me, is incredible. You know, and these athletes over 50 are embracing other sports in droves. Again, why can't you be one of them? The National Sporting Goods Association, you know, are doing things. They're doing skateboarding, ice hockey, you know, among the 45 to 55-year-old population. And that shot up over 200%. That was between 2007. Mountain biking has increased by 52%. No, I'm sorry, 72%. There's a whole bunch of different things. Remember, too, that all of these exercises are going to help you to get more fit. Now, mind you, there have been some injuries that have occurred from it, but if you take your time and you work with your doctor and you look at it also in a holistic way and take things as they come and a little slowly, you'll probably do pretty good. The injuries that have occurred from people being active are the same injuries that were occurring when they were younger. So, again, there's not really that much of a jump in how you're going to get injured. Again, most things are a mindset, and most of us have the wrong mindset in how we deal with things like this. So fitness is a state of mind, not just a state of being. And if we're willing to get out there and do some things, we're going to have a great life and a time worth living. We've got to get out of this sedentary mindset. We've got to get out of these habits of thinking that we're supposed to just sit there and be vegetables. We've got to get active. We've got to get on the ground and get out there running. You know, again, weight training is just one of the things. Running, walking at a fast pace, but take that walk to a run as long as your body will allow you to. Learning to do some of the practices that are going to help you if you're going to be a runner, if you're going to be working out. The proper equipment is, of course, very important. Why? Because your body is taking a shock. It's taking punishment, especially if you haven't been working out. But it's going to be worth it. If you're going to run, you're going to need several pairs of shoes, and you're going to have to rotate those shoes as you run in them, not the same pair of shoes every day. You need to try to run on soft shoulder as much as possible, and that's for any runner. It doesn't matter their age. It doesn't matter their physical condition. These are just good running practices. If you decided that you found a sport that really interests you, start looking at the magazines that are out there. Start looking at other, you know, publications that talk about health and fitness in that area and find out what's the latest and greatest. And then implement that into your training plan. Implement that into your habits. But what you're going to do to make yourself a better and stronger athlete and person. I mean, I think it's the most beautiful thing when I've got a 50-something-year-old man that's decided that he wants to take jiu-jitsu, or a 50-something-year-old woman who unfortunately is grossly out of shape but still has the heart, the balls, and the stamina, excuse the expression, to get out there and try something like jiu-jitsu, which is one of the things that I teach. And I also think that it's extremely scary when I've got a kid that's 13, that's 7, that's 10, you know, or somebody that's in their early 20s and they can't do a push-up or a sit-up or they can't run for a couple of minutes. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, your body, like I said, is a machine. If you keep it well-oiled and well-supplied with fuel and good fuel and you take good care of it and provide the maintenance that it needs, it is going to last you a lifetime. And it's going to last you a lifetime in a positive way. It's going to keep running. It's going to be like my victory vision. You know, I've had that bike for several years. Yes, I have a nice motorcycle called the Victory Vision. I've had that bike for several years, and I've had very, very little problems with it. However, other people that I know that have had their bikes for the same amount of time have had a mountain of problems. Why? Because Victory made it right. Victory put some thought into it. Victory just didn't want to put a bike out there, put their name on it, and it not be worth what you paid for it. Well, guess what? The entity, the individual, the group, the power to be that created you also didn't want it to be junk. They didn't put their name on it, but they made it something of quality. They made it something that has self-adjusting valves. They made it something that if you put good fuel in it, it's going to give you everything that it can give you, as long as you have your computer programmed for it to perform at the best possible ability that it can based on what you've given it and what it's given you. Again, the body is an amazing thing. The mind is an amazing thing. With those two tools put on the right level of efficiency and proficiency, they will get you wherever it is that you need to get them. However, you need to stretch them to the next level. There's a large motivational mural in my office, and it says a mind once stretched by imagination will never retain its original shape. And that also goes for the body. If you take care of the body and you feed it positive, upbeat things, if you feed it good fuel, if you give it resistance, if you challenge it, not in a destructive way, but a constructive way, it is going to give you more than you would ever expect it to be able to give you. And there are plenty of examples out there. Like I said, most of us don't learn from the good examples that are given to us by the people that came before us. We jump all over the bad or we ignore the good. We need to start jumping all over the good and getting rid of the bad. I always say to people, if you got information that does not serve you, if it didn't work for you the first time, the second time, or the third time, it may be time for you to take on a new direction. It may be time for you to look at it in a different way. It may be time for you to change your programming and change your path. There are many paths to success. However, many of us are choosing the paths of failure. And how do you know that you choose a path of failure? That path, that way keeps working, where maybe all you have to do is step left and then step back right, and that'll get you over your hurdle. Sometimes maybe you need to step back and take another step back before you make a jump forward. That will take care of your hurdle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your body. It's your life. However, wouldn't you like to have a quality life? Wouldn't you like to do things that other people dream of? Wouldn't you like to be able to outrun a 20-year-old at 50, or outrun a 20-year-old at 60, or outperform a 20-year-old at 70 or 80? How would you like to have a body that looks like a god or a goddess? You can do that, but you have to put the book down. I'm not saying don't read. Please do read. But what I'm saying is that you need to get a balance in your life. You know, we just had something that took place on television. It was called the Super Bowl. New York Giants won the 2012 Super Bowl. Beautiful thing for the New York Giants. However, they have won their game. They've gotten in the field. They've gotten on the floor. They've played the game, and they played it to their all. However, your game, for many of us, has not even started. Most of us are not in the game. Most of us do not get on the field. Most of us are so wrapped up in somebody else's issues, somebody else's problem, that we fail to understand that we have removed ourselves from the field. There's an old saying, never leave the field, because if you leave the field, you can't win the game. Well, many of us need to get back in the game. We need to get back on the field. Being on the field is part of the game, then taking a proactive look at it from that point on, not being sedentary, not judging other people until we can judge ourselves. First off, how can you judge anybody until you can truly judge yourself? How can you point out anybody else's faults until you admit to the faults that you presently have yourself? Ladies and gentlemen, the world is a beautiful place. However, most of us only look for the negativity in it. And what does that do? That doesn't make us shine more. That makes us shine less. Why? Because in order for you to hold somebody down, you have to push them down. And that means you have to go lower to get them down. They can't rise, and neither can you. So, Blog Talk. With that said, I hope that everybody's going to take today's show in stride, and you're going to get in the field of life. You're going to get in the game. You're going to start giving it your all. You're going to play to win. And again, this isn't a win-lose situation. This is a win-win situation. Get rid of those associations that do not help you, that do not help you grow and do not help you develop. Get rid of those friends and associations that do not complement the positive in you and the better in you. Get rid of those associations that aren't going to help to bring out the best you that there can possibly be. Because again, 99% of us are a sad shadow of what we truly could be. There's a reason why I get up some days at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and do these shows. Why? Because I want more, and I hope that you do too. There's a reason that I spend my time creating these shows, because I want to give more, and it makes me feel good in my soul that I'm sharing this information with you. And for anybody that I help and for anybody that grows and develops from this, I want you to know that the reason I'm doing this is not just for you, it's also for me. And even though I may never, ever meet you or never, ever see you, I just want you to know that there's somebody thinking about you. It doesn't matter if you're man, woman, child, gay, straight, white, black, Hispanic, whatever your ethnicity, whatever your orientation, it doesn't matter. They're out there for you, and we should all be out there for each other. We all should be wanting each other to win and to do the things that we need to do. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to thank you for listening. Please listen to the other blogs and share them with people who you think can use them. And again, each one teach one. If I can help you and you can help me, it'll become a beautiful world as we help each other to grow, develop, and to make this a better place. Take care. Thank you.